It is 90.3 KEXP, and we stream all over the world at kexp.org. My name is Troy Nelson, and I am very excited to bring to you all the way from Texas, the old 97s. If you guys are ready, have at it.
All right. I like that string.
You've been doing this longer than you've been alive. Propelled by some mysterious drive, and they still let me do it as weird as that seems. And I do it most nights and then again in my dreams. The infinite hallways and giant hotels, dressing room looks about as good as it smells. Bottles of whiskey, bottles of beer. There's a bottle of medicine somewhere around here. We've been in nightclubs and we've been in bars. Honky-tonks and theaters from Memphis to Mars. Most of our shows were a triumph of rock, although some nights I might have been checking the clock. I'm only human, though I'm super at times. I jumped off of rises I should not have climbed. Rock jumps won't kill you till one of them does. They'll say he died doing what he loves. We got our share of loving in our past, although we were all looking for someone who lasts. Well, it must be hard to get partnered with me. Some narcissism, some OCD. Love that comes easy is a fake or a fluke. Love is a marathon, sometimes you puke. Speaking of which, there has been alcohol. Oceans and oceans, but that isn't all. Mountains of weed, a handful of pills. None of the hard stuff, that stuff kills. We've been doing it longer than you've been alive. 20 good years of about 25. Rock and roll's been very, very good to me. The open road's the only place I wanna be. Rock and roll's been very, very good to me. The open road's the only place I wanna be. I'm not crazy about songs that get self-referential. Oh, most of this stuff should be kept confidential. Oh, but who even gives half a care anymore? Well, you should know the truth, it's both a blast and a bore. Rock stars were once such mythical creatures, up there with presidents, playmates, and preachers. Now you just do it cause it's what you do. They put underwear instead of money in you. And I made a living out of shaking my ass. If you offered me an office, I'd have to pass. But our jobs are all jobs, and sometimes they suck. I love what I do, and I've had pretty good luck. Well, the fans are all clapping, screaming, and squealing. And I won't lie to you, that's a pretty sweet feeling. And I might butt heads with the guys in my band. But I never once went to work for the man. All but the men and the women like you, him and her. We're sharing this night that'll soon be a blur. We've been doing this longer than you've been alive. So get on the bus and tell the driver to drive. Rock and roll's been very, very good to me. The open road's the only. ever be. Rock and roll's been very, very good to me. The open road's the only place I wanna be. Rock and roll's been very, very good to me. The open road's the only place I wanna be. I said the open road's the only place I wanna be.
Awesome. Old 97's live here on 90.3 KEXP.
This song's called Wasted. All right, Philip, start us off, please. One, two. I'm gonna play my guitar till my fingers fall off. Sing till my voice is gone. They might think I wasted my life, they're wrong. I'm not down with the uptight world. Never gonna be no square. Yeah, I'll circle around the edge of the big black void, but I don't wanna live down there. So hung up, missing all the mystery. You might want to make a little time with me. Oh, but you gotta get rid of that damn phone. Drop it down, wishing well. Dance on the edge of the big black void. Throw rocks at the gates of hell. We're better off being wasted. Is gone. They might think I wasted my life. They're wrong. I'm not down with the uptight world. I ain't never gonna be no square. Yeah, I'll circle around the edge of the big black void. I don't wanna live down there.
KEXP. It is the old 97s live. Thank you so much, guys, for stopping by and doing this.
Well, it's our pleasure, yeah. Troy.
It's a good time.
We love EXP, and we'll come here anytime you ask us to.
Thank you. And you guys are a blast. Can we introduce the band, please?
Sure. On lead guitar, all the way from Chapel Hill, Texas, is Kim Bethay. From Lake Highlands, Texas, on drums, the great Philip Peoples. From Boyd, Texas, Murray Keith Hammond. And I am yours truly from Dallas, Texas, Rhett Miller.
Philip has a really cool last name. Peoples. That's amazing.
Yes.
Peoples' name. I met a guy the other day, his last name was Blank. I thought that was kind of cool.
That is really cool.
Like, I mean, he had a last name, it just was Blank.
That's awesome.
The new album is called Most Messed Up. What is the most messed up that you've been, Rhett?
You know, I didn't realize the different possible meanings of the title till an interview recently, and somebody said it could be read as like most other all the other bands. Most of them messed up.
Oh, okay.
We're still around. I thought I didn't even. Oh. I mean, I totally intended that.
Yeah, right. Most of them messed up, but we haven't yet.
Not yet. I like the yet.
It ain't over yet.
But honestly, what is the most messed up you've been?
I don't know.
There's not one that sticks out. I was thinking about
this
the other day.
We've done some together. I mean, one time we played Memphis, and I think Rhett and I slept under the van.
How is that even possible?
Well, in our defense, we woke up later. And then
in another town, still under the van?
And made the other two sober, sleeping in the hotel room, guys let us in. That was pretty good.
I remember, but I remember hearing the story of 4th of July where I did two gigs. This was pre-97s. And I think it might have been in the horribly named Rhett's Exploding Project that was put to death, you know, quickly. But there was two gigs. And in the second one, I was wearing no shirt and cut off jean shorts and a American flag as a cape during the gig. And at some point, I fell down. And
it's so Captain Underpants. Captain Underpants.
I think I just went to sleep, although it might technically have been passing out. But when I came to, there was a random girl from the audience on top of me making out with me.
Amazing.
I remember that. See, I was in Rhett's Exploding. I actually named the band Rhett's Exploding. So
that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
That's why I got into this business.
I was going to say right there, I'd be like, I think I know my career path. Yeah. A friend of mine, I think the story that sticks with me is he wanted to take a bath. He was super wasted, and he was like, I need to take a bath. You know, I don't know if he thought that would sober him up. And so he fell asleep in the bathtub, and all night long, the tub slowly drained water. So he woke up completely naked in an empty bathtub.
But he was clean.
He was clean.
And really sober.
Yeah, really. Yeah. He was like in the fetal position.
And when your
cold.
Core temperature goes down 6 degrees, that's sobers you up.
Oh, man. That's too good. So where did you record this album?
In Austin, the same studio where we've done the last couple of the Grand Theater records.
Did you have somebody produce it, or are you guys just doing it yourselves at this point?
Well, Salim Nirala has produced the last, he's done four records for us now. And we work well with him. I mean, it's a lot of collaboration, but he's a producer. Mm-hmm. He doesn't just walk in and say, now try it like The Clash.
Right.
Although that is a go-to move for him.
He kind of just, he lets you do your thing?
No. He tries to boss us around, and we tell him no, and then we fight, and we make a good record in the end.
How long did this one take?
It was really pretty quick. We did a couple of pre-production sessions, but then we went into a cut, and most of what you hear on the record, 80% is live off the floor, and it took about 2 weeks. Maybe
that's what I was thinking. You guys seem to have that, because that's where a lot of the energy and the sound of the band comes from, in my opinion, is the live aspect of it. So, yeah, I was going to ask that question, because I'm assuming you don't go in there and, like, start with the drums to a click and then start layering things. You guys seem like much more of a live.
We actually do a lot of that live stuff. I think the big difference on this record is Rhett's vocal for a change was, I think,
it was
100% all live.
Wow.
It was, right? We had this wonderful Shure microphone, the S2?
I don't think the listeners care.
Well, it was those who record
the music
at home,
nerds do.
It's great, yeah. And it was just this really rough microphone on his vocal. And, you know, you can tell when a vocal is just as live as the band. And it's one of those records. And it was, I'm a big fan of how we did this.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It was good.
Well, that's kind of scary, live vocals.
I know. Well, in an era where everything is so perfect and, you know, made perfect by the computer, you know, I think we're trying really hard to fight the good fight and keep it human, you know, because when you hear like Stephen Hawking or Steve Wozniak talk about AI and the way computers are going to take over, it sort of freaks you out. Like, I don't want a computer making my record. I want to make it. I mean, I don't care if Ken messes up. It sounds better than a computer not messing up.
Yep. That's very true. Awesome.
But Ken doesn't often mess up.
Nope. Only once a year, right? But around once a year. That's about, that's me too. Interesting.
Nice. I've heard that. First Take Troy.
First Take Troy. How did you know that? That's now going to be my nickname. The album's called Most Messed Up. Definitely pick it up. I'm assuming you guys have vinyl of this record.
Beautiful vinyl.
Oh, yes.
Oh, it's so great. There's a designer in Portland named Aaron Draplin who did the cover and the art on it, and he invented those field notes, little notebooks that everybody carries around.
Oh, yeah,
He's genius, but we have a big banner behind our stage now on this tour that's the album cover that he put together, and it's such a great image.
Awesome. And you can go see that banner behind the old 97s. They are playing tonight at the Showbox at the Market. Then tomorrow you go to the Wonder Ballroom in Portland, and then off to the Knitting Factory in Boise, Idaho. This is a full-on tour, huh?
Yeah. We there was a day off yesterday, but I went down to Big Sur and did a gig, so I don't have a day off for 2 weeks, but I like to rock.
Yes.
So what are you going to do?
Well, I would like for you guys, and I know our listeners would too, if you would rock some more, please.
We should, although I'd be remiss if I didn't remind the listeners to get there early, because the great Nikki Lane, who y'all had on earlier.
Oh, yes.
Nikki Lane is so great.
So good.
And we handpicked her, we brought her out, and we love her and
She's
her band.
Great.
And yeah, please.
Absolutely.
Get there to see her.
Old 97's live here on 90.3 KEXP.
A little love song called Let's Get Drunk and Get It On.
Your eyes are the color of the earth as seen from outer space. You got a gorgeous face, though it's a little odd. Tell me that you like the songs that tell the story of real love, the kind that's flawed. Let's drink whiskey and do it all night long. Let's get drunk and get it on. I'll take you to a cheap hotel out on the interstate. Well, you look so great to me. This is the perfect place for a rendezvous. It's got a rotten view, but the ice is free. Let's drink whiskey and do it all night long. Let's get drunk and get it on. The meteor shower, heaven on display. Yeah, we got right here, right now, lucky us. Well, it's wondrous, what a perfect day. Drink champagne and make love all night long. Let's get drunk and get it on. Let's drink whiskey and do it all night long. Let's get drunk and get it on. Let's get drunk and get it on. Let's get drunk and get it on.
That is fun. Love it.
Thank you very much. Well, we'd like to play one more song for you that's also adult-themed. And I'm going to pedal a little bit while Ken puts on his big, fat rock and roll guitar. All right, we'll leave you with this one. This is called Guadalajara. Thanks for having us, KEXP. Can I get a little help? My bikini was stuck in the back. She had sun-brown skin and a lot of white teeth, and I watched her mouth go slack. I didn't mean to say yes, I never even did. Just started when I got to her. I'm just here on a work trip. She was a holiday girl. I was
woke up in the middle of the night in a pile at the foot of the bed. She was fast asleep, breathing slow, arms up over her head. She was the champion of the world right then. I was a runner-up. I'm just here on some work trip. Look at my good luck. Look at my good luck. Woke up at the crack of noon with a faraway look in her eye, lying in a great big patch of sun, looking like she was gonna cry. I don't need this kind of pressure, I'm a cynical man, I got a lot of living left to do. I'm just here on a work trip, babe, not to fall in love with you. I don't wanna fall in love with you. Spoken for, I never have been. I'm speaking for myself just fine. I thought I should get a little credit. Thought I did the right thing this time. I let her go, I watched her walk. I made a memory of her. I don't work no good no more. Think about the holiday girl. Think about the holiday girl. Can I get a little help? My bikini is stuck in the back.
Old 97's live here on 90.3 KEXP, bringing us good old rock and roll for 20 years. Thank you for that.
Oh, you are welcome.
And thank you for taking time out to stop by KEXP for this wonderful performance. We also have been streaming it live on KEXP.org, which is really cool. And we just started doing that, so that is exciting. You guys are playing the Showbox at the Market tonight. So go out, listen, support Old 97s. Pick up the new record, Most Messed Up. Pick it up on vinyl, preferably.
Yeah. If you got a turntable, that's a great way to do it, man.
Absolutely. Anything else you want to say to the listeners?
We love you, Seattle and world.
And we love you. 90.3 KEXP. Thanks for listening, everybody.